Okay. Mm-hmm. And and we have in Transfer Settlement a woman with this a teacher comes over there.
At the Ike.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, and I go there. I was yesterday over there from 12 till 1. Every Wednesday I go. Because I didn't even spoke good in English before I came here, because my husband, he's a refugee, he told me, rest the children need it. Oh. Because when they're going to go out in the street, he told me there's nothing in front of them. Mm-hmm. And then,
you didn't have any schooling when you came to America.
No,
you weren't able to go. You had to raise your family and work.
Children,
that was enough to do.
Yeah, four children, and I became right away a buyer. See? Because I used to sell dresses, silk underwear, silk dresses, cotton dresses, yard goods, and
from farming and that you went to buy.
Yeah, in a yarn. I used to sell everything.
Where did you buy? Where did you go to buy?
Well, I used to go to the Sterling Company in Chicago, dresses to buy. I bought dresses in agencies would come out.
Salesman and
sales
to the
men.
Store.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But you traveled to Chicago and all too.
And I was even in Kokomo, Indiana, because I had a daughter over there. The daughter, but she lives now in California, the pretty girl, she used to live in Kokomo, Indiana. And her husband.
Well, this was not in Indiola, Indianola.
No,
this was after
Indianola,
you were...
In Indianola, I wasn't long, because it was a fire. The baby, Mrs. Markowitz, had a baby. I took before Pesach, and Pesach was supposed to be the brief. Like tonight, we cooked fish and prepared everything in the Nola, and on Yom Tov supposed to be the brief. Then people from they brought out Rabbi's wife. He only a son who has in JD Avenue now.
Yeah, I
know. He isn't here anymore. Mm-hmm. From Duquesne. He used to come out as a moil.
Oh, he came out to
the
Indianola.
Indianola.
Were there a lot of other Jewish families in Indianola?
No,
not many.
That's the reason they used to bring out people from the Teesport, Susanna Bruce, into a brief.
I
had to be, I think, 10 men.
Sure.
I had a big home, a home. So we brought out people. So in the morning, supposed to be the brief. Some speak even no place such a thing in it was a fire by night. The Alexa brand the one. The solid went out alive, you know.
Lost everything.
He lost everything that time over there, because he used to, my husband built a home in the store someplace up on a hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
So before the fire was, 2 weeks before, it came out to look where we live, some people, and they canceled the insurance. They said like this: if got the heat, we are fired, then it's no help here, no water. No water. So 2 weeks before
the fire, they didn't have, and they canceled the fire insurance.
Fire insurance. And then we had the bridge.
You lost, that was the house and
the
store?
The house, the store.
Everything.
Everything. We had, that's all we walked out. I went out in the bedroom slippers and in a nightgown. And my husband.
But nobody was hurt, thank God.
No,
everybody got out. Life.
And then when I saved the new baby was supposed to be Yiddish in the morning. So it was the same as I rose to see the Kinderturn, because there was a lot of Markowitzes from the Teesport, but they took her, they took the Kinderturn out. And then I said, you really damn kid.
The baby?
To I think went to Shariah.
The baby was in the house.
In the house of the rear. There was the truth, what the name of the sheet from that, Matthias rose to see. And the sheet is a little file with the baby of the rear. And the oil must have always the branch against smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in. Tell Maharuka to show Fawaya Hatsah, the man of his wife Maharuki Hypo.
The baby was on the floor.
The baby on the floor alive. And I brought out the baby.
Oh, the baby's healthy
the baby.
And alive and today. Oh, my.
Sure, I've been through a lot.
From Indianola. Now you went to Russelltown.
Russelltown.
And how did you start in business again? I mean, did you have money in the bank?
My brother.
Were you able to
lend for my husband money?
And he had to start from scratch,
yes,
all from the beginning.
Yes.
And they lent him money and he started another store.
It was leftover was big. It was built in there in Indianola was a lot grand. It was in a stock room. In a lot of stock that the building.
Oh, so you were able to salvage a lot of the stock and merchandise.
The building a lot of pieces like this. They ordered they done business in Greece, not
by the Greece, large little,
yeah,
quantity.
But they ordered a low sugar, came by. This time in the truck, the most up to the railroad.
At the railroad, yeah. You got all your merchandise.
Yeah, in what is the test, and I'm in a big room. And
then you had what was really a general store. You sold everything.
Everything.
A general store. So you started in business in, again.
And then after a while, it was like this, that we...
In Russelltown.
Yes. We bought in Russellton a building of... A Jewish widow.
Mm-hmm. Now, Russelltown, that's near the Kensington, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's where, and how long did you live there?
In Russelltown, it was about 20 years.
20 years, and then you, started again there. Then your children went to high school there?
In Russelltown, you didn't have the high school, so they had to pay $40 every month for a bus. They went to the Kensington.
You never had any other children?
Did
you? The four children from Europe?
I had six children, darling.
Oh.
Yes, six children.
These
children are all born and only her. She came from Europe. She was 6 years old.
Four in Europe and six in America.
Six in this
and how many boys and how many girls do you have?
The same thing. I have five boys and five girls.
Five and five. I see.
And they born like this, you would laugh. One boy, one girl. One boy, one
Isn't
girl.
Isn't that nice? And that made a nice change for you, huh?
Yeah,
nice variety.
In Europe, this way and in this country.
Interesting. And did you and your husband ever come into Pittsburgh? From Russelltown?
Yeah. From Russelltown. I used to come once a month.
Did you go to any concerts or do anything like this? Did you like music? Did you
I couldn't go no place like this because I always had a baby and I nursed my children. I nursed the children. I didn't have no bottle like the women have in this country. I nursed in Europe the four children and here I nursed the six children. So I had to sit in a house
But you did have time to go on buying trips and all. Was this when the children were still little, too?
Well, I had to go.
Was that later?
I kept to go. It was later already.
Yeah, when they were older.
Yeah,
the children were I see. Well, when you came to Pittsburgh, did you ever go to the Yiddish theater here or do anything like that? You never
went anything? Not much. Now I have two tickets. I went to play bingo last Saturday ticket. Then I called up my son. They have a 13-year-old girl. I told her to come. And
oh, you won these at the bingo at the Pool Zedek.
My little
girl was there.
Yeah.
One day they had game night, one night or something.
Yeah,
they had a bingo.
Saturday night, I think.
I see. Let's see where we were. Were you able to read any of the newspapers?
Yes.
When you first came?
No.
Or when you were in
Yiddish,
the Yiddish. You always got the Yiddish paper. You read that.
Yes.
I see. So you always got the Yiddish paper wherever you lived.
Yiddish paper, I used to read. And I didn't have time much to read.
And of course, you were a very religious person in Europe, and you were that way all your life.
I didn't change nothing.
Did you attend the synagogue
in Russelltown? When I was in the country, we used to go once a year, for the student and for the teacher to teach.
Oh, you went there for the holiday.
For the holiday, uh-huh. That's all I
And how about the first 4 years when you were in, before Russellton?
When
you first came. You first came
to McKeesport. That's all.
You always went to McKeesport, even when you first came to this country, first few years. You always went to McKeesport. And I guess you stayed with relatives there.
Sister, but she lives now in Long Island.
So you spent the holidays with her. Yes, because I guess in your little towns they didn't have any services.
No, they didn't have no school. The children used to belong to the Hadassah. They used to go to the meetings, to the camp meetings. They used to come here to Pittsburgh. And the boys, we used to send away to the colleges. The two boys graduated from Penn State, the two oldest, and the two went to Philadelphia. Only he is the baby boy, the youngest. Jerry, he went to Pitt because we used to live here already and just come to here in Pittsburgh.
Let's get back to the. Did you experience any change in health due to the climate or food or anything when you came to this country?
No, I liked everything because
your health was good and you didn't.
Yeah, I never had even an aspirin in my mouth. Here I have a garden. When I was at Russellton, I had a garden, and I plant. I plant my lettuce and radishes.
If any of the children were sick, like the first 4 years, if they were sick, did you take care of them, or did you have to get a doctor in Russellton?
Only one girl had pneumonia. I think it's the baby, the young.
Russellton?
It was in Russellton, yes. That's all. And in my house, never was a doctor since my youngest daughter was born.
And when your children were born, did you get a doctor and have them born in the house? They were born in the house.
In the house.
Yeah.
I didn't have much one in the house.
In those days, nobody did.
Well, I had very easy the children because I got married young. And the mother used to tell me, this is the reason that the girls had to, every mother should marry out the girls young. Because then they're young and the bones
more flexible.
That's
true. So if any of your children were sick or anything, you took care of them. If they ever got any cold, anything, it was always you or your husband. Nobody called the doctor.
You used to give them milk and honey to drink.
That's what I used to get. My grandmother used to get it. I still give it. I get out tea and honey now. I give it to mine.
Where the grandma used to live in Europe?
They were from Lithuania, my family. Litvak.
Yeah, Litvak. Well, I'll tell you what I've done in Europe. I've done a lot of good things, you know. So I say it is the reason God gives me health, you know, that I still can do it. And when the World War was, they chased out all the Litvish people from Lithuania. Our ladies are on a line of adolescents, see, in the war.
Sure.
And they put the children and the wife in a horse and wagon, so one morning I get up, it was Erev Yom Kippur in Europe. And they have a roast to feed my cows for dinner, for lunch, and they bring home the cows to milk. And then it was a pink arrow's problem, and then a man goes to the other side with the street, and they take it in the field. So here are Yiddish kinder weinen and schreien in the situation, lunchtime, Erev Yom Kippur. Here are my folks to the Boynish Islands, it's Erev Yom Kippur, and then it's in the next door, and we are not the family, we are not the family, you know. And that was here, it was. So I walked through a creek on the other side. I took my shoes off, or maybe I was barefoot, or maybe I took my shoes off, and I went across, and I couldn't see what happened with these people. And they saw me. They left their homes and everything, and the name of that alone was the Schlachter.
This must have been during the First World War.
Oh, yeah. So I told them, since Allah sinned, they look at me as they babble. I have prayed for it for a wagon and for it and for the horses. It was three families.
And they had the horses and wagons?
Yeah, wagons. Three families. cũng phải để vào thì phải luyện khổ cũng để lúc cái gì thì nó chín được gì à là câu sư cái gì next thì cũng chút à là nó and then they came I showed them a big barn for the wagon around the wagon and then I showed them a stall how do you call it not the barn
a stall for the horse
yes for the horse because it's riding the horse so that's why in my big yard. And here is my home to produce for all of our very pretty children. And that's best in everything. Three families I kept from Aaron Yom Kippur this before Pesach.
Did you ever hear from any of them? Do you still know who they are or what happened to them?
No, I came to this country. If you came before Pesach, then you came in police came and they said like this to the people and they talked to me in Hungarian and they said that they have from a judge notice to they said like this, here is Hungarian, here is not, it's not Lithuanian here. The Lithuanian families can live here forever. They said the government built barracks for the manicures, and they're gonna give them the address, and they're gonna go there. So they gave them I don't know how many days notice, and these people cried, and they asked me to go to the judge and to talk with them, so they leave them stay in my place. And I'll tell you what they done. See, people hired this man every day, and they went in town with a horse and wagon. And they, they bought something, they brought them home, they hired them, they paid for them. So the people, the men made money.
Yeah. Well, you did a lot of good. You had a wonderful life.
Yeah, and I kept the wife and children in my house.
Tell me, let's get back here. When you first came to Pittsburgh, you say your relatives did help you get started again in Russelltown.
Yeah, brothers, they gave money to my husband to build him to fix him again a store.
Did you go any place for entertainment or for a good time? Did you come into Pittsburgh for anything, or you just mainly went to McKeesport for your family on holidays and so on? The rest it was all hard work and raising your family.
Not even two movies. I'm here so many years. I don't know if I was six times in a movie.
And did your husband ever join any political organizations or anything in America?
He was a governor in politics. He was from Harvard Hill, a secretary in school. He worked a lot here in politics.
This is after you came to Pittsburgh. Later. And then he did his charity work after he was. And he was out of business when he came here. He retired when he came to Pittsburgh.
He retired.
I see, and that's when he did his good work. Otherwise, he just worked in the store and he raised your family.
And he never went to places. He never went to movies.
And how about in Russelltown? Like when you lived there, did you have a nice relationship with the Gentile people?
I'll tell you. My husband used to tell like this for us. The girls never went with the Gentile girls because he was afraid they was good looking girls. And he just six of a boy, as a shyest. My husband used to tell him like this. So he said in summer leaving in Tumas on his mission with the girl. To be too much friendly with them, to go out with the women. The women used to come and they called me to go to church with them, and to belong to the church.
They wanted to make you a part.
And they wondered if there was a Christian. And then they told me to
ask you. Any these first friends you met in Russelltown, did you you still friendly with them, or do you ever keep any friendships up with any of these people?
To Russell's not a good.
No, I mean, you don't have any. No. You don't write to anybody there.
No, I never had time. Yeah. Because now that I came here, I like already to belong to the every place to the places. Yeah.
so you have all your affiliations here now. Did you ever write to anybody in Europe afterwards, keep any contacts up there?
Nobody did.
I mean, when you first came.
Oh, then I
did. You write to anybody there?
Yeah, I used to write to my sister. We were lost sister in Europe. The younger sister. Mm-hmm.
You wrote to your family. That was all. Your family that was there. I see. Are you American citizen?
Yeah,
did you become an American citizen?
I came out and then I did. I took out the paper.
When did you first vote? Do you remember? How many years later, or
maybe it was maybe about 2 years
later, after you came, you were a full. Did you ever belong to any political party or at all, you or your husband?
No, just you used to go twice a year. They had something fair in the peace party. I still even have a property over there. I have a property. Still have it in the peace park. So we used to go to the Talmatore to dinners. We used to go to parties. That's all.
Okay. And then you were let's see. So you told me you were 15 when you were married.
Yes.
Do you remember your wedding date?
Yes, I remember. I remember because the night, like Tuesday, was the wedding, and it's supposed to be before the wedding. So I dreamed that night my father. I was 11 years old when my father died. So he dreamed and he told me he brought me 2 weeks before the house. I dreamed that I walking with my husband to the village, and my father stand in front of me with a big color. And he told me the husband of whom was the house in the dry mix. He told me the dry mix was the house. Halamemon, Twilagain, the left.
What's the lesson?
Left thing to light the candle.
Oh, the listers, yeah.
The candle, And Halamemon asked me, I still have a drink. You want a coffee? I'll give you homemade drink.
My grandmother used to make me a little one all the time.
No,
I won't have time. Little girl's coming for lunch in about 15 minutes.
You know why I bake? Because my father told me to name color. See, when you make the dough, you have to
take a little piece off.
I still keep this, See, but my father told me when I was 15 years old, and I never forget the
garden,
and I kept everything, So God gives, I see God gives me health,
When you do good, it comes back.
Yeah. See, I never need no kind of pills. I never have an aspirin in my mouth.
And you were married in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you know your husband before you married him?
Maybe a year, because he was teacher in our town.
He was there for a year.
Teacher.
You met him.
Yeah. And he was way from a far as like from
your
here.
Father didn't. Did your father arrange the marriage?
My father? No, I was 11 years old. Only my mother married me out.
I see. But you met him on your own. That wasn't a match or anything.
No,
you met him yourself.
He was in our house teacher. See, a brother then. It was his student. The brother.
I see.
It was his student. And that brother lives now in the Heathwood.
And your husband was from the same country, but a different town.
He was
Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Yeah.
I was from Zemplin, Mega, and he was from Berek, Mega. It was a different. Since I live in Pennsylvania,
another state.
Yeah, another state.
Yeah. This may seem like a silly question, but did any of your friends or family ever marry a non-Jew in Europe?
No.
Or here?
Yeah. I love boy from Yiddish Mehmet, and I love my boy from Yiddish.
You're very fortunate. I hope this happens to me.
Yeah, and God helps me this because I keep the religion.
Yeah.
I think
that's right.
If the mother in the Sharuk Shingate, her children, then this way too.
So you were married, I guess you had a happy marriage right from the beginning, huh? You and your husband always got along.
Yes, I had the youngest daughter, she's a pretty girl. I know of Miss Galwaka. She writes me letters, so tell her letters. Sometimes I would like for you to stop sometimes, even a Saturday afternoon here. That youngest girl, she's a model, and she's not in Manhattan, she's not single. She was married.
What is she doing to you, the youngest
girl? You found it, show you a letter, but she works two jobs, and she goes to a school too, and she was married to a doctor's wife, the youngest, you know, and she couldn't live with him. She had to leave him, and she said, "That is because mother."
This was your youngest daughter.
The youngest, yes.
She divorced her.
Yes. She told me, "Mother," she said, "I'll go a very far to the McKenna's guy." Then you know how far she went. I said, "Discredited. Why should you go to that? Not your thing. What your husband done?" She said, "Can you tell him at my husband, Eric Hassan got me a six, and Eric is on a twice six with him." And he was in New Jersey, you know. Mm-hmm. She didn't live with him. She said, "Mother, I'm tired to answer to
his." She was his first wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was a young girl. Did she have any children?
No.
Thank God for that.
She lived for 4 years with him.
Thank God for that. And the children had to be hurt by it. So now she's happy.
No. She's single, so she's afraid to get married.
I don't blame her. That's an experience like that. Oh, no. I have just a few more questions, and I know you must be getting tired.
No, I'm not tired. You could write me down your address.
Yeah, who made the important decisions in your home? Was your husband the boss? Did he make most of the decisions in the home?
No, he liked me very well, and he never told me. See, if I said, "I'm going to see my mother to meet each other," or "I'm going to see my sister or brother," he never used to say no. I used to keep all the ships in the house, you know, to work, and we had to help in stores.
He gave you lots of freedom. I mean,
yes.
But he was the boss in the business.
Yes, in the business.
Of course, you were too, I guess. You knew a lot about it, too. You worked together.
We used to keep men's clothes and ladies' clothes, and he never used to buy, and he never used to sell ladies' clothes, because he kept like this. And ladies, there's too many styles in the shoes and in the dresses and everything. Mm-hmm. There's too much.
Changes on.
Yes.
So that way
he didn't like that, and he was colored blind.
Oh,
yeah. Somebody would tell him, "Give me a pair of hoops or a dark or light."
Well, I guess that's where you came in.
Then he told me, "If you want to do it, go ahead. But I wouldn't buy and I wouldn't sell ladies' clothes. I'll keep men." He used to sell men's clothes and men's suits, and I used to sell children's dresses, everything in the world. And I used to buy.
So you took care of the women?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I see. Now, what kind of schooling? We did go in a little bit about your children's schooling. Did they all go to college, on to college, all your children?
The children. Not the girls, because the girls are kind of like a hat when they were young.
Uh-huh. They
all got married. They didn't let them stay along the girls.
Uh-huh. How did they meet your husbands, I guess?
Well, the youngest girl met her. Then they used to belong to the Hadassah, to the Kensington, even here to Pittsburgh, they used to go.
Did the girls have a Jewish education? Did they all get a Jewish education? They all went to cheder?
They had Jewish education only home, not to go away. The boys we used to send away, not the girls. The girls,
okay.
My husband, every evening, but they had to get in the Latin,
and
we used to keep a I have a daughter, my oldest daughter, the pretty one, who was always with him. She even bought a tashkinis. You know what a tashkinis means?
No.
At the Jewish Ten Commandments, what you read in Jewish. Yes, so she even bought it in Los Angeles. I was once visited in Los Angeles, and she bought at the translation from the Ten Commandments.
So all your children read Hebrew well. Write Hebrew?
Yeah,
your husband taught them well. I see. And then the boys went on to college.
And the boys went to college. Mm-hmm. And the boys went to college. They belonged to the fraternity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
she went to Philadelphia. To
and you have two optometrists.
One. And the youngest, he's a big businessman. He buys in the factory furniture, and he sells to the store in Washington D.C. He's Washington D.C.
So you raised your children the way you were raised.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they raised their children in Yiddish, and they raised their, because the oldest son, he has two sons, and then the two sons of the Kimishnichas of Rebun, they became rabbis. Yeah.
And all your children are still strictly Orthodox.
They're not just rabbis, they engineers and rabbis and cantors.
Mm-hmm. This is one son that lives in Williamsburg,
The oldest, and he was 12 years old when I brought him over, and he keeps under religion like I keep, mm-hmm. and like he did see that his father.
Yeah. Well, I guess because you didn't have any trouble raising your children because you were an immigrant.
No, I didn't have trouble because I was in a country. I had a lot of ground. I had the river in the back of the store, in a lot of ground. I kept geese and ducks and chickens, even turkeys, and kept kosher. Mm-hmm. I used to call up once in 2 weeks, a shechet, or sometimes once in a month, from Mikensington used to come out a shechet or the shechet. My husband, he used to keep meat in store, traded for the goy. So my husband used to call up in Cincinnati, Ohio, agents used to come out, Jewish agents from the packing houses from Pittsburgh. And my husband used to order a piece of beef from 40 pounds, 45 pounds, a piece of lamb. He used to order a liver, a big liver. And my husband, they can try them. He knew to kosher it.
He knew how to slaughter it. Oh, your husband slaughter it too. He was like a shepherd then.
He used to take out the wood.
Oh, the veins.
It used to be sex, now in paper, it comes in paper, 5 pounds sugar, 10 pounds, 25 pounds. That I came, the 25 pounds sugar in cloth sex, when I was in the country. So I used to put, when the sheriff came out, check the chicken, my daughter, and the six, the Haro. She used to help to clean it and push it, nothing to clean it. And each one, we put it in one sack, and we put it in, we had a big, like this table, a big freezer. It was bought for ice cream, So one part we used to keep ice cream, and the other part I used to put in my
Mr. Viscovitz, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed meeting you and what a wonderful story you had to tell us.
And then I needed a cook of meat. I just pulled out one set, and I had my meat already. And if not, I put a basket of chickens, and I went to Kensington, sent the chickens to Mr. Greenberg, his son or two, he's a butcher shop in Murray Avenue. So his father, I used to take.
The one that's Greenberg, is his father.
They had a store in Mikensington, and I used to take, there was a shaykhat, and I used to pack a basket, and if not, my children went to Mikensington to high school, so they used to take in a bus. And that's the chicken and our feelings since I think when they came home, they brought it home.
Well, thank you very, very much. Mm-hmm.